A listener asked, if I have about 500,000 in various assets, where is the best place to preserve and protect that money? I'll answer next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled in the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Folks, you may be aware, besides having Three-Dimensional Wealth Radio, which I believe we're in our 14th year, I also have a YouTube channel called Three-Dimensional Wealth. It's free when you subscribe, and I have about 900 educational videos on that channel. And so I get a lot of questions that are submitted, and recently I had one ask, Doug, if I have about $200,000 in my 401ks, and I'm over the age of 59 and a half, and I'm sick and tired of the topsy-turvy stock market, and I'm not going to be in a lower tax bracket. I want to get it out of there, and I have about another $200,000 of equity in a rental home that I'm absolutely sick and tired of being a landlord, maybe, you know, taking out the trash, fixing toilets, evicting tenants. Many people tell me they get sick and tired of being a landlord and they want out. They want to sell the property. They don't know what to do with the sales proceeds. And this person said, I have another $100,000 or so sitting just in the bank or credit union somewhere because I don't know what to do with it. I think we're headed for another recession. So the question was, with $200,000 coming from 401ks. They don't want to take out and spend the money. They don't need the money to live on. They just want to get it out of the market. And they want to get the taxes over and done with because they've heard me talk about that on my channel or my radio show. And so they also realize that, golly, I've got this piece of real estate. And if I sell it, what am I going to do with the money? And some people just have money parked in a bank or credit union because they're hunkering down and they don't know what to do with it. Okay, I get these questions all the time. So let's answer that in this segment. First of all, you need to understand as a financial strategist that I strongly feel that your financial assets should always be liquid, safe, earning a good rate of return, and I prefer tax-free. This is what spells the acronym LASER. For laser focus, LASER stands for liquid assets, safely earning returns, okay? A lot of people do not have their money positioned in investments or a portfolio that would pass the liquidity, safety, ready return tests very well, let alone that they're tax-free. Many people have money in a tax-deferred IRA or 401k, but that's going to be taxable, usually at the time in life when they can afford to pay taxes the least, okay? So when people ask, what should I do to reposition these assets? It's to increase the liquidity, safety, ready return, and tax benefits. Does that make sense? So what I did for this gentleman, I returned the answer and I created a YouTube video. He asked me to actually record a video for him, which I did and I posted it on my channel. So when we have people who have money in IRAs and 401ks, especially invested in the market, and they realize they've sort of been duped. They have been told their entire working life that they were going to be in a lower tax bracket when they retired. So put money into a traditional IRA or 401k. You're using pre-tax contributions or tax-deductible contributions to a 401k or an IRA. It's tax-deferred. And then later on when you take the money out, yeah, you'll have to pay tax, but you'll likely be in a lower bracket then. Well, that has not been true or axiomatic now for over 30 years. And when people wake up and realize that, they want to get the money out sooner than later because they've heard me prove that if you continue to defer, like many people are duped into doing, until they're age 72, and then they're told to take out RMDs, which is a required minimum distribution if they don't need the money. Taking RMDs, I think, is the worst advice for most Americans that are told to do that. You're not saving tax. You're continuing to compound the tax because you're putting it off. You're stringing it out. You take RMDs. Yes, you may pay the least amount of tax in a given year, but you string that out through your life expectancy, your spouse's life expectancy, and if you leave it behind to your children, now they must have that out and taxed within 10 years. They can't leave it until they're over age 59 and a half, because the government wants that money. They want their share. About a third of it belongs to them. It's the best savings bond the government ever came up with for themselves, okay? When people finally come to that realization, they understand that if they roll the money over, that's just going from the frying pan into the fire. If they roll money over from a 401k to an IRA, continue to defer, procrastinate, and then take RMDs, it's actually going to compound the tax problem, increase your taxes. So they want to perform what I call a strategic roll out. Okay. This is where you're rolling the money out in today's lower tax brackets, lower tax rates, because most people believe that tax rates in the future will be higher. Why? Because of irresponsible government spending and the printing of money. Hello. And so they want to get the taxes over and done with, which I think is very wise, and then reposition the net after tax money into something that's going to be tax free. From now on, and as a tax strategist, many times I'm able to resurrect deductions that maybe they were killing, and we can offset some or all of the tax on the rollout. But regardless, where I show them they ought to put the after-tax rollout monies, at the end of the day, you will be reimbursed. Your spouse, your children, your family will be reimbursed the taxes you did pay because of the instrument that you're rolling the money out to. My favorite vehicle I call a laser fund because it passes liquidity, safety, rate of return test with flying colors, way ahead of most other investments or places where people put money. What is a laser fund? It is a properly structured, maximum funded, indexed universal life insurance contract where for the last 42 years now, I have earned average returns of 9.62%. If you round that down to 9.6, divided into the rule of 72, it tells us that your money will double every 7.5 years. And so let's do that math here in just a moment. But so far, I've only looked at the $200,000 that this person wanted to get out of those IRAs or 401ks. So we can roll that money out over a 5-year period. And that would be, it's probably still growing while that's happening, but that would basically be about 40 grand a year. But since it's growing, it might be even 50,000 a year, because you're hopefully going to still earn some interest while you're getting the rollout completed. Does that make sense? Especially when I show them where to park the money temporarily. Now, they want to sell this rental home, and they think they'll sell it within the next couple of years. And they're going to net about $200,000 out of that property. And so what we want to do is find a place to keep that $200,000 liquid safe, earning a predictable rate of return. And they don't want to fix toilets and evict tenants anymore and take out the trash, okay? And then they have the last $100,000, which is sitting probably in a bank earning about 1%. They're rowing upstream at the rate of 1 mile an hour, so to speak. And the current of inflation is coming down right now over 9. In actuality, it's over 15. They're going backwards. They know that. Okay, so we have a grand total of $200,000 from their IRA 401k portfolio, $200,000 from the sale of a rental property, and $100,000 coming out of a bank or credit union. You add all that up. This is the net numbers I'm using. We have $500,000. So you go in and you design an insurance contract to accommodate $500,000. But most people want to be able to access that money totally tax-free down the road. So you have to jump through some tax citation hoops, so to speak. They're called TEFRA, DEFRA, and TAMRA. I teach about these in our educational events. So that usually takes about 5 years. So that $500,000 being repositioned would probably be spread out about $100,000 a year over 5 years. And you're at the end of 5 years. You've got that $500,000. The taxes are over and done with. You've now got it into a property structured laser fund. And that $500,000, if it was going to average 9.6%, would double to $1 million, let's say, in maybe 7.5 years. Another 7.5 years, it doubles to $2 million, and then to $4 million, then to $8 million. We've actually had people experience that kind of growth. And that $8 million could generate $600,000 to $800,000 a year of tax-free income for 40 years without depleting principal. This is the objective, and you do it to increase the liquidity. To be able to access money when you need it and not have a 10% penalty or trigger more tax. You want safety so that when the market goes down, you don't lose and you participate when the market goes up. So you want a predictable rate of return and you want it to be tax-free.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Which is best, a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, or a max-funded IUL? Well, welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. I've been asked this question many, many times, and if you've heard me much on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio or my YouTube channel, I've said this numerous times. I've never owned an IRA or 401k. And I never will. I've never owned a Roth IRA or 401k, and I never will. Why? Because I choose to put my serious cash into what I call a laser fund. A laser fund, LASER is an acronym, by the way, that stands for Liquid Asset Safely Earning Returns. And a laser fund, in my opinion, knocks the socks off of a traditional IRA or 401k. A Roth is better, in my opinion, than a traditional IRA or 401k, but Roths only have two basic benefits. The laser fund, when it's structured correctly and funded properly, has the two benefits that a Roth has, but four additional benefits that Roths will never have. So why would I mess around with a Roth that has a lot of strings attached? So I'll explain what those strings are here in this segment. I have a little ditty that I've used for years that goes good, better, best. Never let it rest. Never let it rest till good gets better and better gets best. I used to say that traditional IRAs and 401ks may be a good way to go. Frankly, now I think they're a poor way to go because when I ask audiences, they usually agree with me. How many believe that taxes in the future will likely be lower? I get nothing but crickets, okay? Nobody thinks taxes are going to be lower. Why? Because the government has been spending double, triple, even quadruple what they bring in. And the only way they can solve that is by raising taxes and printing money, which causes inflation and everything else. Okay? So you've got your head in the sand if you think taxes in the future will be lower. So if you think taxes will be higher in the future, I can prove to you mathematically that the same amount of money in an IRA or 401k as in a Roth, you will crash and burn. You will run out of money at the same rate of return if your nest egg is in a traditional IRA or 401k and taxes keep going up versus a Roth because they are tax-free when you take out the money. And I can prove that to you mathematically. The General Accountability Office a few years ago said because of the amount of spending we're doing, that taxes will likely have to creep up from 33% up to at least 50 to 60% to cover the deficit. If that is true, if taxes go up to 50%, a Roth will last a lot longer than a traditional IRA or 401k because it's tax-free on the back end, okay? And I can prove that to you. Now, I mentioned I've never owned even a Roth IRA or 401k because why would I mess around with a Roth, even though it's a step in the right direction, when I can have the two benefits of a Roth and four additional benefits? So just to make sure you understand what I'm talking about, it's hard to talk math on the radio, but let's say that you had $300,000 in a traditional IRA or 401k. That's pre-tax dollars. And you're earning, let's say, 10% to keep it simple. And that means 10% into the rule of 72, the money doubles in 7.2 years. Okay? So 300,000 doubles to 600,000 in your IRAs. And you go, oh, look, we've got $600,000. And it's earning 10%. You pull out, let's say, you know, the interest that you're earning, $60,000, but you're going to have to pay taxes in a 33% bracket. You're going to pay taxes of $20,000. You only net $40,000. In other words, that $600,000 isn't all your money. Only $400,000 is your money. A third belongs to the government. Now, if you had the after-tax contributions into a Roth, instead of having $300,000, you only have $200,000 in the Roth. Earning the same rate of return, 10%, it doubles to $400,000. It's the same amount of money, provided what? That the tax rates are the same, because if you have $400,000 in a Roth earning 10%, you're pulling out $40,000 a year, which is what you're netting out of a traditional IRA or 401k. But if taxes go up to 50%, okay, now you're paying 50% on the traditional IRA or 401k. You're pulling out $60,000. You're only netting $30,000 in a 50% bracket. Out of a Roth, you pull out $40,000. You're netting $40,000, which is more money because you have tax-free income. Does that make sense to anybody listening to me? If that went over your head, just trust me. If taxes go up, a Roth is a better choice over a traditional IRA or 401k, but I've never owned either one of those. Why? Roths have two basic advantages, okay? You fund a Roth with after-tax dollars, and then later on, after it grows tax deferred, you can take out the income tax-free. Now, those are the two benefits. I've had those two benefits with a laser fund. What's a laser fund? It's a max-funded index universal life insurance contract. If it's funded correctly and structured properly, and they've been around now for over 108 years as a sacred tax-free cash cow in the Internal Revenue Code, Roths only came around in 1997 when Congress was hard up for tax revenue, and they said, oh, a lot of Americans are getting smarter, and they realize it's better to pay the tax sooner than later and enjoy tax-free income. And so people would do roll outs from their IRAs or 401ks to Roths, and that would trigger tax. And so the government was able to get a windfall of tax revenue sooner than later if they waited for those people to retire. See, when they passed Roths, it wasn't for our benefit, it was for the government's benefit. But it was a step in the right direction, in my opinion, but not as good as a properly structured indexed universal life insurance contract, because a laser fund has those two benefits, and it's been protected under Section 72E and 7702 of the Internal Revenue Code now in one form or another for over a century to accumulate your money tax-free, and you can access the money tax-free, okay? Now, let me give you the four additional benefits laser funds have that Roths don't have. With a laser fund, if I am a business owner, let's say, and I want to structure it to be able to contribute as much as $200,000 or $300,000 in a year, I can do that in a laser fund. You can't do that with a Roth. In fact, if you make too much money, you don't even qualify for a Roth, okay? This is why many savvy CPAs and tax attorneys call a laser fund the rich person's Roth. You don't have to be rich to have one, but rich people can't own a Roth, okay? And so I can accommodate it with as much as $300,000. Do I have to put that much in? No, I can put in $30,000. But I can make up the other $270,000 anytime I want in the future. If you don't use the little bit of room you have based upon your income or percent of your income or a dollar amount that you can put into a Roth, if you don't use that room in a given tax year, you lose it forever. You cannot make up for it in future tax years, okay? Those are the strings attached. But here's a kicker. If I put in $300,000 into a laser fund and, you know, a month later, I need to access $200,000 of that for some opportunity to buy a business or pick up a piece of real estate or whatever on a bargain, I can do that. There's no tax. There's no 10% penalty. If you touch the money in a Roth in the first 5 years before age 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty and all that. You get penalized, and that's why a 529 college plan has the same problems. You touch that for something prematurely before using it for college funding, there's a 10% penalty. Those are called qualified plans, qualified with the government. So I don't want those strings attached. But what else can I have with a laser fund? I can structure it to put in as much as I want. I can access the money without triggering tax or penalty. But I can use indexing, which is a strategy that allows me to experience tremendous growth when the stock market, the economy is up, but not lose when the market goes down. That's called indexing. Because my money's not at risk in the market. And the last benefit is, if I die, anything left in the laser fund blossoms and transfers tax-free. I'm 70 right now. If I died tomorrow, every million in my laser funds would blossom to 2 million and transfer tax-free. There's not a Roth around that will do that.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.